You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 111.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Yo, yo, what's going on? It's Alex back with another show here, and I want to cover something that is very important that I'm seeing a lot of investors and wholesalers struggle with is this area of the business. And most people don't know why they're not seeing the results that they want or that they're expecting, or if they've had significant results, but there's been a drop off, they're not understanding, they can't seem to put their finger and their thumb on the issue. And this is something that I've gone through personally in my business. And so I think I can, you know, I can speak well to it. And I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine who's also been on the show, and he's going through something very similar. And we were talking about it. And so there's a couple different things I want to discuss with you, because if you're in this position, or if you've been in this position, then maybe this is something that can help you moving forward to make sure you don't get in that place. And if you are in that place, maybe this is something that can help get you out of that hole. And so number one is ask yourself if there's accountability in your business, right? So if you're a one man or a one woman show, you know, you're a solopreneur, you're just a solo operator. The same applies. Ask yourself if you're holding yourself accountable to doing certain things, right? So are you holding yourself accountable to hitting certain metrics, whether that be, X amount of phone calls that you're making, X amount of mailers that you're sending, X amount of offers that you're sending, X amount of appointments that you're going on, etc. Ask yourself if you are holding yourself accountable. And I'm here to challenge you and to say that if you're not seeing the results you want, look there first, right? Number one, are you taking the kind of action that you need to, right? And if you are you taking the right type of action? Okay, you know, there's a saying that you know, practice makes perfect. And I'm here to say that's actually not true. It's perfect practice makes perfect. So if you're taking the type of action that you should be, and if you're listening to the show, chances are you are, you're that type of person, then ask yourself if you are holding yourself accountable. Now, if you've taken the time to build a team, or even if you have you and a virtual assistant, or you and an acquisitions, a dispositions person, maybe you even have a transaction coordinator, ask yourself if there's any type of accountability measures in place. I'll give you a quick example of one way that you can hold, if you have like a lead manager, or if you have an acquisitions manager who's processing leads on the phone, even if it's you processing leads, here's a simple way to keep them accountable. Make sure all the conversations are recorded, right? And now these recordings are for internal purposes only. It's for training purposes. And as part of your weekly training, which I recommend you do with your team on an ongoing basis, it's a way to sharpen the knife. It's make sure that you personally just spot check two or three calls, listen to them on the training with your team, and coach them through the process. This is something that we do on a weekly basis, and we'll listen to a couple different calls. And no matter how sharp you think somebody on your team is, there's always room for improvements. There's different ways they can do things better, whether it's building more rapport, making an effort to build more rapport, whether it's using softening statements, Socratic questions, it could be something as simple as the tonality. You know, the tonality in your voice and the way you speak to people can totally alter the direction of that conversation. It could really impact the sales call. And so make sure that you have accountability in place. That's just one example, right? Recording the calls of your team members. But make sure that you have some sort of accountability. Another example is making sure that your team uses a script at the different stages of a transaction. You know, people have this misconception that scripts are bad, and, oh, I don't want to use a script because I'm going to sound like a robot. And I'm here to tell you that unrehearsed scripts is what makes you sound like a robot. That's what's not good. But if you have team members, or if every time you hop on a call with a seller, you're just kind of freestyling it and you're just kind of going, it's not based on a system. It's not something that can be duplicated, and therefore it's not really a business, right? And so you want to try to make sure that everything you do in your business operates under an umbrella of a system, a framework. That way, if you're not the one doing it, it can be duplicated and the results can be the results can be there. You know what to expect, right? Now, that's not to say that you're gonna stick to the script every single time, right? There's that analogy, and I forgot who talked about this, but maybe it was in a book I read or something, how a pilot is off course 95% of the time. But you know what? They 99.9% of the time, barring something crazy happening, they hit their destination, right? So it's a matter of don't think of a script as you having to follow it word for word. It's there to give you a guideline, a framework. You're going to be off track, you know, here and there, but ultimately a script is there to get you to the destination, to the finish line. And so those are just two quick examples that came to the top of my mind as far as making sure you have accountability in place. You know, it could be another form of accountability, and this is something I'm always getting on my team about, is I hate to see new leads. Like, we take our calls live, and when a new lead comes in, if we're not able to take it live because we're on the phone with a seller, or maybe they call super late at night, or whatever the case might be, it absolutely kills me to know that leads are just sitting there in the system and they haven't been called back. And so I'm always getting on my team, you want to, if you can't take the call live, you want to go ahead and call these people back ASAP. So every hour that passes that you're not following up and you're not calling back that seller, you're reducing your chances of even getting that person back on the phone, right? So your system could be that if you're not able to take the call live, you're calling that person back within 5 minutes, right? Or it could be 15 minutes, whatever you think, that's accountability. And so if you're using a CRM, Podio, FreedomSoft, whatever it might be, can you put something in there to track that? Now, here's the caveat to all this. Don't go crazy trying to automate this and trying to get all these systematic checks and balances. If you can do it, great. But don't let that be an excuse for the reason as to you not having accountability in place. Hopefully that makes sense. I feel like I'm kind of just going here and I'm shooting from the cuff, but hopefully what I'm saying, you know, strikes a chord with you, because, you know, I'm here to tell you that if your results are not there, number one, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Are you taking the right types of action? Take responsibility for that. Number two, do you have accountability in place to yourself and to your team members? So, you know, that's what I want to talk about on this particular episode. On the next episode, you know, this same friend of mine who's very successful, very close friend of mine, I've had him on the show. There's something else that we were talking about, and I'd like to kind of reserve that for the next show. And it's something I really think can help you secure more deals. And it has to do with being on the phone versus being face to face with these people. So make sure you tune into next week's Q&A show. And guys, I'm looking for some feedback from you. Feedback as far as the type of guest and experts that you want me to have on the show, the types of topics you want me to cover. The Q&A shows obviously are very different from the masterclass. So, you know, are you getting value from the Q&A shows? Do you enjoy me, or, you know, or do you get anything out of me hopping on here and kind of doing a deep dive on one topic, on one area, one particular subject, like I just finished doing? And if you do, what else do you want me to talk about? Right. Obviously this podcast, I've had guest experts that have talked about all different types of real estate, types of deals, asset classes, you know, from investing for passive cash flow to wholesaling, fix and flip. And we've covered just a wide variety of topics. But ultimately, you know, this show is about making money in real estate. It's about helping you achieve financial freedom through real estate. So if there's a particular area, particular niche, or something that you want me to cover, let me know. Shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. You can also, on flipempire.com, you can also click on the Ask Alex. Shoot me a question or just kind of give me some feedback and some direction. And let me know how you think I'm doing. And, you know, I've been fortunate that the last couple of weeks I've had a few more people reach out to me, letting them know what an impact the show has had on them. It's helped them make more money, close more deals. Ultimately, that obviously has a trickle down effect on their lifestyle and their family. And it's just awesome. So do me the favor, if I've impacted you in any way, shape or form, if the show has helped you at all, give me the gift. Let me know that it's helping you. And if you could, I'd be very grateful if you could submit a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. And the opposite, you know, if you don't like the show for whatever reason, if you think I'm doing a shitty job or you think you don't know what I know what I'm talking about or whatever it might be. And, you know, let me know whether that's through email or through iTunes as well. I mean, obviously I prefer a positive review because it really helps with the rankings. It helps me reach more people, impact more people, et cetera. But you know, I'm open for constructive criticism as well. So bring it. Having said that, really appreciate you being a loyal listener. If you're new to the show, hopefully you've enjoyed this one and you'll stick around for more. I look forward to catching you on the next masterclass. Take care. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.